Note reference, 51, b. The perceived threat. The emergence of the Ligas Campanesas in the late 1950s, organized by the socialist Francisco Juliao, presented to the tenuous hold the church had over the popular Catholicism of the rural population. The natal movement and the church's involvement in rural unionization were a direct response to this perceived threat. Soon, though, the Catholic rural sindicatos became the largest and most active in the field, assuming a dynamic of its own and leading to the radicalization of all involved, that is, the base, the leadership cadres, and the hierarchy. The violent repression which followed the 1964 military coup destroyed the peasant movement, but the northeastern bishops continued speaking up, condemning state repression and advocating social reform. By courageously drawing the ire and repression of the state upon themselves, northeastern bishops, pastoral agents, and Catholic activists initiated the dynamics of church-state confrontation which led in the early 1970s to the break of the Brazilian church with the authoritarian regime. Note reference, 52.